Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is now time for our Food Time Show, Chicago Radio's award-winning All Things Edible program, heard every Sunday at this time. And right before Thanksgiving, we like to spend a little bit of time talking about where to go out for Thanksgiving dinner. And there's a terrific piece that was posted on Eater.com, Chicago.eater.com, about where to go out for Thanksgiving dinner. It was written by Naomi Waxman, who's on the line with us right now. Hi, Naomi. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. Thank you.
So this must have been a fun article to compile. I'm sure that you were inundated with notes from restaurants around Chicago who are going to be open, explaining what they've got coming up. In a general sense, just kind of tell us a little, you know, our listeners, what the piece that you wrote is all about.
Certainly. So I had a lot of fun working on this piece. And so my task was to nail down 20 pretty wonderful spots to enjoy Thanksgiving around Chicago with family and friends and enjoy a restaurant experience. So you get to skip the dishes and the prep and the shopping and really get to enjoy spending time together.
Now that's becoming more and more of a trend, isn't it, with people? I mean, I was at the grocery store yesterday. Very definitely, you know, people are preparing to do their own Thanksgiving dinners, but a lot of people just prefer to avoid all the work and the mess and just go out and have a nice afternoon or evening.
Yeah, I think it is becoming increasingly popular. I was discussing this with some friends, and I think for those who are perhaps new to a city, who are students, or who have a new job, it can be a serious task to take on something like making Thanksgiving dinner.
Sure.
And so I think this is a really great option for people who are looking for something new.
Yeah, and it comes in all different kinds of price ranges also. So, I mean, you know, people think, oh, I don't want to go out for Thanksgiving. It's too expensive. I'm sure that there are places, like traditionally hotels are the go-to place if you want to go out for Thanksgiving because hotels are always open. But hotel Thanksgiving dinners can be in excess of $100 per person sometimes, right?
Certainly. There are absolutely some hotel options that can have some pretty pricey offerings. They do go above and beyond and provide some options that I think are especially special for the holiday. But there are absolutely a range of options. For people with children, lots of places tend to offer a special menu with special pricing for kids as well.
Yeah.
So that's a nice thing for people to consider in terms of rounding up family for an event like this.
Yeah, definitely all kinds of price ranges. I mean, from family restaurants, many of them are open. Ann Sather's, you know, is famous for their Thanksgiving dinner, you know, delicious
yes.
comfort food that is reasonably priced. I happen to be, I don't know if you're familiar with the Greek restaurant in Lincolnwood called Sistaria. It's right on Tui, just east of the Edens Expressway, like maybe not even a block east of the Edens Expressway. It's one of my favorite Greek restaurants. But I asked the owner, Pete, are you going to be open on Thanksgiving? And he said yes. So, you know, maybe somebody wants to have some Greek food, something a little different.
Certainly.
Yeah, it's a nice option. But you've put together this list of 20 places that's such an interesting collection of different kinds of places. And I love that you've got both city and suburban locations in here as well. Let's start off with your number one choice.
Oh, goodness. Well, my number one choice would probably be, I was very struck by Chef Ryan McCaskey of Acadia, his downtown restaurant that maintained its 2 Michelin stars in September. So he's doing a 5-course price 6 meal. And so his description was rather sparing. There's going to be soup and salad courses along with fish, turkey, and dessert. But I think given his acclaim and the accolades that his restaurant has earned over the years, one can place themselves comfortably in his hands for a very special evening at his restaurant. So for adults, that is $95 each. And for children, they would need to pre-order a kid's menu for $35. And there are wine pairings to add on for another $55.
Okay. And the name of that restaurant again is?
That's Acadia.
Acadia. Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. I was actually, you know, looking at the numbers on your list online. Those So those don't correspond to number one is your favorite, number two is your second favorite, et cetera. It's just a chronological list then.
So the list operates from north to south.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a good sense then, because the one that I was referring to,
a Boyer. Certainly,
Green Bay Road in Winnetka.
In Winnetka, absolutely.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Oh, that's a wonderful option. It's a very well-regarded George Trois group with three restaurants in one space. So a Boyer will be offering a family-style prefix meal. So lots of delicious and traditional options, a candied squash bisque, a sage and Angus ground beef dressing, as some folks call it, or stuffing, a roasted Berkshire Farms pork tenderloin, and then some desserts, of course, the warm poached pear financier in particular. So really, really nice, traditional but upscale option in the suburbs.
Yeah, it sounds great. For adults, $59. Children under 12, $29 on that one.
Yes.
There's also in Chicago, 4767 North Lincoln, our Tango Bar and Steakhouse. Tell us what they're doing for Thanksgiving.
So, as an Argentinian steakhouse, they are bringing their own special twist to their Thanksgiving offering. And they will be having some live Latin music starting at 5 p.m. So that's something a little different for people who are looking to shake it up this year. So it is a prefix meal for $55 for adults and $20 for children between 6 and 12. And they're offering some creative things like empanadas. They're doing an ahi tuna ceviche. Of course, there is turkey as well as salmon or a New York strip steak. And then some desserts, chocolate cake, and gelato.
Yeah, that sounds great. And it's a stuffed turkey breast that they're doing. So, you know, you get a little bit of tradition and also a little kind of flavor in there as well.
Exactly. They're bringing their own viewpoint to, you know, a meal that lots of folks feel very strongly about. And so there's a little bit of risk there. But I think with a little bit of risk comes great reward.
Yeah, I love that. I kind of love the idea of, you know, whether it's an Argentinian twist on Thanksgiving or going to a Greek restaurant, you know, and having like sort of an ethnic twist on some of these things. I think it's kind of fun to enjoy those things. Just a real quick before the break, Tavern on Rush in the Rush Street area downtown, they are doing pretty traditional kind of take on Thanksgiving, right?
They are, yes. So with a roasted acorn squash soup, mashed potatoes. They're also doing a whole carved turkey with chestnut stuffing. So that's for a three-course prefix that they're doing from 11 a.m. to midnight, which is significantly later than a lot of restaurants are offering this year. So I thought that was particularly interesting. And then, of course, some seasonal desserts, pumpkin pie, caramel apple cobbler. And for groups of four or more, they can get family-style service that's nice. You know, really nice for the season.
Yeah, that is very nice. And that's a great restaurant. Always really great, high-quality food at Tavern and Rush on North Rush Street. A quick break, and we'll come back and talk more with Naomi Waxman from give me the correct address here, because I'm stumbling all over it looking at two different places.
Sure. So we call ourselves Eater Chicago,
yeah.
But the website address is chicago.eater.com.
There you go. Okay, chicago.eater.com.
Love to eat turkey, because it's good. Love to eat the turkey like a good boy should, because it's turkey to eat.
So good. A turkey for
12:33, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
Turkey in a big brown shoe.
Sandler's Thanksgiving song. He loves turkey. We all do. This coming Thursday, hopefully you'll be able to enjoy some, whether you're going to do it at home or go out for Thanksgiving dinner. That's what we're talking about this morning with Naomi Waxman, who wrote a terrific piece, which is on chicago.eater.com, places to go for Thanksgiving dinner. Naomi, what else can you recommend? People are looking for some place to go.
Well, this is a time of year when, as you said, hotels and steakhouses really shine, but there are also some really creative offerings that are fun to highlight this time of year. So River North restaurant Bub City tends to focus on barbecue, so they're doing a fun special with sliced turkey breast, a fried turkey leg, and a choice of barbecued meat.
Yum.
Yeah, so lots of fun choices like Texas hot links and hickory smoked ham, plus a buffet of sides. They've got sweet potato fluff. They've got celery and sage stuffing and pies for a very reasonable price of $39.99 per person for a Thanksgiving meal, something a little bit special and different this year. And Chef Tony Montuano of Piazza, the venerable Italian restaurant. His restaurant in River North, River Roast, is doing a fun special as well. They're offering a smoked and baked soda glazed Berkshire ham and a whole cider brine smoked and roasted turkey. So this is really a great time of year for carnivores and meat eaters in particular.
Boy, that sounds really, really good, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these places I would highly recommend booking in advance. These are highly sought after reservations.
Yeah, some of them might already be sold out, but the sooner you do it, the better. I think you still have some time. Some of our texters are chiming in, and I'd love to hear if people are going out or if you have gone out for Thanksgiving dinner, what you would recommend, what you've loved. You can either call or text 312-981-7200. In fact, we've got some, you know, for Thanksgiving, we've got some nice holiday gifts to give away for people who share some of their going out for Thanksgiving ideas. The 773 area code say that they go to Chez Moi in Lincoln Park on Halsted Street. That's a really good restaurant. So I can imagine that they must put on a good Thanksgiving there as well. We have also on our text line, 1 year, my friends and I went to Ann Sather's that I was talking about before on Clark on Belmont. Their prefix dinner was delicious and reasonably priced. They do not take reservations. The restaurant was beautifully decorated for the holidays. And, of course, they have their wonderful frosted cinnamon buns as well. Always, always very nice. Here's one, 773. My dad always insisted on going out for Thanksgiving so my mom wouldn't have to work all day and get stressed out. See, that's just plain old nice right there.
That is, and very much in the spirit of the season.
And I got to say, Ann Sather's put on a good, you know, they always have, you know, meatloaf, hot turkey, you know, all the comfort foods. So I would imagine that their spread for Thanksgiving is pretty great. We've talked about some reasonably priced ones. Let's go to the other end of the scale and, like, ridiculously expensive ones. But, you know, maybe somebody wants to do something really special. The Peninsula Restaurant is one of the most beautiful, is one of the most beautiful in downtown. And their restaurant called The Lobby is doing a Thanksgiving brunch, right?
They are. So this is an annual event for The Lobby at the Peninsula Chicago. And as you said, it is very beautiful. It's worth a stop just to take a peek around and enjoy the architecture and the decor. It's really quite something. So as you said, they are offering a very lavish Thanksgiving brunch with buffet stations. They'll be featuring winter truffle, caviar, seafood, along with proteins, including roasted Amish turkey. They're doing Maine lobster, which is a fun twist for Thanksgiving, and tomahawk steak. So the thing about this particular offering is that the prices do vary based on when one would be eating. They do four seatings. So the first and fourth are $195 for adults and $55 for kids. And then the second and third are $245 for adults and $65 for children. So that's for those who are really looking to go all out for Thanksgiving.
I'm just trying to imagine the look on my Depression-era mother's face if I told her we're going somewhere for Thanksgiving where it's $245 per adult.
One of the things about having a world-class food city, fortunately, for all of us, is that there's something for everybody. And so I think that's one of the fun things about this kind of story where I get to round up, as you said, all ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly. But, Mom, they have winter truffle and caviar like we always do at Thanksgiving.
Right.
What are some of the other kind of mid-range places on your list?
So there are, you know, as I said, a bunch of really great steakhouse options. Prime and Provisions in the Loop has a prefix. They're doing some seafood. They'll have shrimp and oysters and crab legs. They'll have prime rib, turkey, of course, along with fried chicken for the table, which I think is a fun addition, especially for those with very large, hungry groups.
Yeah.
And they'll have one of my personal favorite desserts, warm bread pudding, along with pies and pastries. This is another spot where reservations are definitely recommended. So that's $79 for adults, and for children 6 and up, it's $30 each.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. I like the fried chicken also. A little bit of a different twist, and something for everyone to munch on a little bit. Short of that, I guess go to Popeyes and get some of those chicken sandwiches that people are waiting. I was driving by a Popeyes and I saw people waiting in line to get into a Popeyes. I presume for those chicken sandwiches that.
I think that's a safe presumption. Yes, I have been that person in that line.
Have you really?
I have.
I haven't had one yet. I can't imagine a chicken sandwich so delicious that I would wait in line for it. But people are telling me it's legitimately that delicious.
It is. It is. I liked it, I will say. I think I would hesitate to be the definitive voice on fried chicken sandwiches in a city like Chicago, but I think it's certainly a fun contender, and it's really pushed some local chefs to play with their own takes on fried chicken sandwiches, which is always great.
One of these days I'll get around to giving it a try and see what all the talk's about. some of the texts are coming in. This is kind of an interesting one from the 224 area code. I have mixed feelings about going out for Thanksgiving. I'm a nurse and I have to work holidays, so I hate that restaurant workers will miss the holiday like I have to. I guess I understand that. I get it. But I don't imagine anybody's forced to work on Thanksgiving. I would imagine it's probably time and a half or double time. I would imagine that it's probably volunteer, right? I would hope, right?
Mm-hmm. I would hope so, too. I don't know for certain, and I would imagine that there's lots of different approaches that owners and operators take for something like Thanksgiving. But I certainly appreciate that comment in the sense that I think it is, again, in the spirit of the season, important to show the folks who are serving us and who are working on the holiday our appreciation, and that can be done in a number of ways.
Nice big tip. Right, exactly.
Yes. Indeed.
Another 224 text. Palm Court in Arlington Heights has been our go-to spot for Thanksgiving for several years, with a special menu ranging from turkey, steak, and fish. So the Palm Court in Arlington Heights is recommended. Here's another one, says the Cape Cod Room was great fun and reasonable. I miss it. That was at the Drake Hotel, if I remember correctly. Let me see here. We love Thanksgiving at Bakersfield Restaurant in Westmont, Illinois. They're fantastic. And they have a prefix dinner that is incredible and reasonable, with a wonderful atmosphere. Another recommending Parker's in Downers Grove. And here's one. It says the restaurant is called Poopies. You are reading. And then in parentheses, yes, you're reading that right. in Savannah, that has an outstanding Thanksgiving buffet. So there's an interesting collection. of places. 630 area code just texted in, says, I'm a nurse. You are forced to work on that day. It is not volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's, it says there's no overtime, and it's quite often mandatory and based on seniority. So I guess, you know, I get it. I can see how, you know, people feel badly. But, you know, for a nurse example, you're going to work whether it's Thanksgiving or not. I guess the restaurants could close. I would hope that the people are compensated, in some sort of special way for giving up a holiday. That's generally how it is at most businesses, that whether you work at, Walgreens or a grocery store or places, that might be open for a few hours on a holiday, I would hope that people are being compensated in a special way for working on a major holiday. Let's go back to your list. The Langham Hotel has been getting a lot of attention. That's right on the river. Is it on Wabash, the Langham, I think, right?
So it's in River North. Let me double check the address.
Yeah, I'm looking at your site here, 330 North Wabash Avenue,
great.
Actually. The Langham mm-hmm. Hotel. It's a beautiful hotel. Tell us about what they're doing at their new American restaurant.
So they are actually doubling down on their Thanksgiving offering. So they're offering a brunch buffet with carving stations. So they'll have an herb butter-based whole roasted turkey. They'll be having char-broiled tomahawk steaks, smoked fish and meats, roasted root vegetables, lots of fun seasonal offerings for $175 for adults and $50 for children, 5 to 12. It is on the pricier side indeed, but they do have some really excellent high-end offerings there. But later in the day from 5 to 10 p.m., they will be doing a prefix family-style menu for $90. So they'll have some traditional offerings like a cauliflower soup. They'll have apple and chili braised turkey thighs. And their pastry chef is offering her take on an affogato, which is a really fun Italian coffee-based dessert. So she's adding a pumpkin twist to that. That sounded very interesting to me.
That sounds very delicious.
Very good.
Back to the text line. The Warsaw Inn, says the 219 area code. Warsaw Inn in Linwood, Illinois, is a buffet, $24.95 a person. That's a good price. Says
I'm very reasonable.
I am not a buffet person, but this place is the exception. Food is consistently high quality, and the food trays are never empty. I think that's a great option. Those kind of buffets. And thank goodness a listener coming to the rescue here from the 224 area code. Dean, come on out to Antioch. We have a Popeyes, and there is no line for their very good chicken sandwich.
There you go.
I'm going to drive all the way out to Antioch so I can get my chicken sandwich. A guy's got to do what a guy's got to do.
There's no wait.
Let me take a quick break, and we'll wrap things up here. Places to go for Thanksgiving dinner. If you've got some choices and you want to call in, 312-981-7200. I'd love to give away a few things on our prize list for Thanksgiving. 312-981-7200. We're talking where to go for Thanksgiving dinner, to go out for Thanksgiving dinner with Naomi Waxman with chicago.eater.com. She's got a great list of places to go. What else are you working on chicago.eater.com, Naomi?
Well, I get to report on a lot of the latest restaurant news in the industry in Chicago specifically, and look at different kinds of trends that are coming into the Chicago market and the various people that are sharing their inventions with all of us on the plate. So I get to mostly focus on news, but I also enjoy doing pieces like this where I get to do a sweeping survey of what Chicago has to offer. Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of fun. It's a good site to keep an eye on if you're a foodie, that's for sure. Some of the texts include, I've been in and out of the car this morning, so maybe this has been mentioned. At Macy's State Street store, I saw a sign that the Walnut Room was taking reservations for Thanksgiving dinner, served from 5 to 9 p.m. I hadn't heard that. Now, I think that would be a great spot to go for Thanksgiving.
That does sound like a lot of fun. I had not heard that either, but there are so many people that are so involved in keeping track of what's happening with restaurants in Chicago. This is an exciting community.
Right. Here's another from 847. Dean, enjoy your show every Sunday. What is the name of the Greek restaurant on Tui that you mentioned that's east of the Edens Expressway? It's called Sistaria, P-S-I-S-T-A-R-I-A. Sistaria is the Greek way of kind of pronouncing it. But it's right on Tui. You get off the Edens Expressway and go east about a block. You can't miss it. It's one of my favorites. And back to the issue of people, you know, having to work on Thanksgiving at these restaurants. Here's someone that's saying, I work at a restaurant and we do get time and a half and a free meal for working that day. So there's that. The 815 area code says, Dean, you have no clue how retail works this day. Regular pay for most. I just assume, you know, when I worked at retail when I was a kid, if you worked on a holiday, you got time and a half. I guess I just assume that most people do that. But, you know, it's apparently a tale of two stories that we heard on our text line. Here's Marie on the phone line at 312-981-7200. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm very well. And do you go out for Thanksgiving dinner, Marie?
No, not usually. We go to my daughter's mother-in-law's for Thanksgiving dinner.
All right. So what did you have for us today?
Oh, I thought you were giving out prizes.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say if people wanted to, you know, share where they go for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
but you know
I
what?
See.
You know what? You know what? I want to send
what?
You. I'm going to send you a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial tree from Tree Time Christmas Creations because it's the giving time of year. Is that all right with you?
Oh, that sounds good.
All right.
Thank
Happy
you.
Thanksgiving to you, Marie. Thank you very much. Marty, you're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, Dean. Listen, my hat's off to you. I worked in the city for 30 years on the CPD, okay?
Oh, great.
And I will tell you some stories that at that time I was not supposed to do it, but we did it anyway, and usually somebody would be designated from the district that I worked in on the southwest side. It's in the Gage Park neighborhood,
yeah.
I'll tell you that much. And we would get a phone call from one of the more larger restaurants, and they would say, can you send somebody up to pick up a package for the guys that are working today?
Oh, well, they send food over to the station, huh?
Yes, sir. But you got to remember, we didn't have a kitchen in the police station. The fire department does. Damn it, they cook their own stuff. but the idea is that the courtesies that were extended by people from the community at that time,
yeah,
I hope
people
they still
have to
do
work,
it.
Right. Can you tell us the name of that restaurant that was so generous to you?
I'll tell you what. It was the International. It was the restaurant at 55th and Cicero, and it was the International Air Pilots Association restaurant where they all went from Midway Airport at that time.
That sounds fantastic. Marty, I appreciate your call, and I'm going to send you a gift certificate from Lou Malnati's. That's my way of giving some food to you guys, and thank you for all of your service and to all the Chicago police and fire and first responders and all the people that have to work on the holidays. We very definitely salute all of you, so thank you for that. And Naomi, thank you very much for joining us today. Again, if you want to take a look at where to dine, for Thanksgiving, you can see her article on chicago.eater.com. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, Naomi. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too.